Customer service metrics. Customer service is the supply chain role that has the goal of fulfilling marketing objectives. In other words, what matters to customers should be the organization's top priority. What do they care about, and what happens when their expectations are not met? The basic customer satisfaction premise is that if customer expectations are met or exceeded, the customer will be satisfied. Customers have expectations about product availability, performance, quality, service reliability. Customer metrics need to measure what is important to the customer. Pinpointing exactly what they value and expect may require customer interviews, questionnaires, online feedback surveys, post-purchase follow-up calls, and so on. Customer service metrics can be presented at a strategic or operational level. Strategic level metrics are long-term, aggregated, or summary assessments. Operational metrics are the daily details that need managing. In addition to customer satisfaction, as is discussed as part of strategic metrics, fundamental measures of basic customer service include the customer service ratio, fill rate, lead time monitoring, and order status monitoring. Strategic metrics and their presentation. Some strategic level metrics that assess overall customer performance are discussed next, along with potential ways to present this information to executives. Perfect orders. Perfect order fulfillment is a total logistics service metric. It is a score metric that basically measures every step of a customer's experience, from order entry, credit checks, inventory availability and picking, to on-time delivery, invoicing, and payment. Only an order that gets everything right counts as a perfect order. Perfect orders matter to profitability. According to AMR research, a 3% increase in perfect orders equates to a 1% increase in profits. However, since so many things can go wrong, it isn't surprising that even the best logistics organizations have considerable room for improvement in this area. Another challenge with calculating this metric is that it could be difficult to collect necessary data, depending on the organization's level of internal systems or partner integration. Customer satisfaction. Customers have underlying expectations about the quality and predictability of an experience, and these expectations can change over time. For example, if most of your competitors are improving their supply chain customer experience, even if your metrics are all the same as last year, customer satisfaction is likely to go down because the customers now have higher expectations. At a strategic level, organizations can use summarized and aggregated customer feedback. To determine relative levels of success, they can compare these results to benchmark organizations. They can also benchmark internal capabilities and the features, price, and quality of their offerings against competitors' capabilities and offerings or against the best-in-class capabilities in any industry. The gaps that exist based on aggregated customer feedback and competitive benchmarking show areas for improvement, using real numbers and real-time data. Some executives choose to view data on customer metrics in real numbers of persons affected rather than as an aggregate metric. In other words, while 99% may seem like you were doing well, if this is reported to the same executives as 9,000 customers getting late orders on a particular day, it can help motivate continued efforts toward improvement. Similar to the use of real numbers to put a face on customer-related data, many executives want to see data in real time or as near to real time as they can get. This also helps to reduce complacency. Operational customer service metrics. Exhibit 6-8 provides a look at metrics that are important to keeping customers satisfied. Customer service ratio, fill rate. The customer service ratio, also known as the fill rate, and a related measure, stockout frequency, can be used to measure availability of inventory when it is wanted by a customer. Orders shipped complete and back orders are other availability metrics. Traditionally, many organizations have stocked product in anticipation of customer orders based on demand forecasts. The goal is to achieve high levels of availability while keeping the investment in inventory and facilities to a minimum. Customer service ratio, fill rate, and stockout frequency can be defined as follows. Customer service ratio. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines customer service ratio as follows. 1. A measure of delivery performance of finished goods or other cargo, usually expressed as a percentage. In a make-to-stock company, this percentage usually represents the number of items or dollars on one or more customer orders that were shipped on schedule for a specific time period compared with the total that were supposed to be shipped in that time period. 2. In a make-to-order company, usually some comparison of the number of jobs or dollars shipped in a given time period, for example a week, compared with the number of jobs or dollars that were supposed to be shipped in that time period. The customer service ratio measures customer service levels based on the percentage of product delivered compared to the amount ordered by the customer. The most basic calculation is full orders delivered complete and on time, which is called on-time delivery. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines on-time delivery as a metric measuring the percent of receipts that were received on time by customers. On-time in full, OTIF, is a metric for on-time delivery, and it is defined by the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as follows. A delivery scoring system in which a target delivery goal, usually expressed as a percentage, is set and the deliverer tries to meet that delivery goal fully and by the delivery date. Other variations include the following. Unit fill rate. Percentage of items delivered versus items ordered. Line item fill rate. Percentage of line items delivered versus line items ordered. Monetary value fill rate. Percentage of monetary value delivered versus monetary value ordered. Stockout frequency. Another method of measuring customer service evaluates the supplier's management of stockouts. Some examples include percentage of items that are in stockout. Monetary value of items ordered that are in stockout. Average age of stockout. Average time to recover item from stockout. Lead time monitoring. Lead time monitoring involves measuring the time needed to deliver a customer order. Lead time monitoring can be broken down into speed of performance, consistency, flexibility, and malfunction recovery. Speed of performance. Speed in terms of operational performance is the elapsed time from when a customer places an order until the product is delivered to the customer and is ready for use. Logistical system design determines elapsed time required for the performance cycle completion. Idle time may constitute a large percentage of production time, while work or run time makes up a small percentage. The entire time it takes to make a product is called cycle time, and cycle times that are too long are a key area for supply chain improvements. In the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary, cycle time is defined as follows. 1. In industrial engineering, the time between completion of two discrete units of production. 2. In materials management, the length of time from when material enters a production facility until it exits. Speeding up cycle time in production reduces work in process, WIP, inventory, and meets supply chain management goals of reduced cost and improved customer service. The trade-offs may be in the cost of equipment, facilities, training, or hiring that makes reduction of idle time possible. Faster speeds, which may result in higher costs to the consumer, may be justified if the value of speed has perceived benefits to the consumer. Speed of performance can be measured using metrics such as order delivery cycle time, time to process a customer requested change, time to respond to a customer query, average wait time to be connected to an agent in a call or chat function, percentage of calls that encounter a busy signal, percentage of calls to customer service that are abandoned, consistency. Consistency considers the number of times that cycles meet the planned amount of time for completion. Greater value is typically placed on consistency than on speed of service, because consistency has a direct impact on the customer's ability to conduct their activities. For example, if cycles vary, then a customer must carry safety stock to ensure against possible late delivery, with the overall degree of variability directly impacting safety stock requirements. Early deliveries could also cause problems, such as an intermediate customer having too many trucks arriving at the same time or an end customer not being home for delivery. Consistency metrics could include variance in lead times, percentage delivered in quoted lead time, flexibility. Flexibility describes an organization's ability to accommodate unexpected or unusual customer requests. Examples requiring flexibility include support of customized sales or marketing initiatives, new product introductions or product recalls, or supply disruption. An organization's logistical strength is closely tied to the ability to be flexible. Malfunction recovery. An effective customer service program knows that malfunctions and service breakdowns inevitably occur, and so the program will have a contingency plan in place. For example, if a stock out of a customer item occurs, an alternate facility may provide a replacement. The average number of days or hours from malfunction to recovery can be measured. Order status reporting. Order status reporting involves providing methods for customers to check on the status of their orders. For example, the status might be listed as received, executed, picked, packed, or offered delivery. Status could indicate whether the order is on schedule, or if not, it could estimate a new arrival date. Intermediate customers and ultimate customers may need access to a reporting system portal with role-based views so each type of customer sees just what is relevant to their needs. For intermediate customers, such a portal should enable order status to be automatically pulled by their information systems using application programming interfaces, APIs. Measurements of success in this area could include the following. Functionality supplied versus requested for service development purposes. Order status accuracy. Percentage downtime of website or reporting system.